Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station. The time now is 8 o'clock, time for another hour of the great music that came out in the 1960s with the 60s Nostalgia Show. Tonight on the show, I'm going to start off with two tributes to some stars that passed away this week, and no prize for guessing who one of them might be. And after that, we'll chuck in some requests for Kerry, who's asked for some songs. And the good news is, Kerry, I've managed to find all three that you requested, and hopefully your health and the bug is on the improve. Also, the phone looks like it's working tonight, so if you'd like to hear a particular song, artist or band, you can give me a ring here on 06 378 0255, 378 0255. The first tribute tonight, of course, will be to the memory of Dolly Parton, who passed away on the 25th of August, aged 80. And, of course, you could probably describe her in many ways, but she was a singer, songwriter, actress, a very astute businesswoman, and also a philanthropist as well. Her history and achievements have been really aired over this week, so we won't go over that. But there are a few perhaps facts around Dolly Parton that you may not be aware of. She released her first single, believe it or not, in 1959 when she was aged about 11 or 12, and that went absolutely nowhere in the charts, and neither did the next seven that she released until she released Dumb Blonde in 1966. And I don't have any 60 songs from Dolly Parton apart from Dumb Blonde, and you have to probably describe that as not that good. It's a song that is quite terrible, really. But anyway, she hit her straps, of course, in the 1970s onwards, and had such a stellar career. So I thought we've got to play at least one Dolly song, and I've picked one from 1971, so it's not too far away from the end of the 1960s. It's one of my favourites of hers, a song called Coat of Many Colours.
Back through the years I go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was away down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my Mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, why, was rich as I could be, in my coat of many colors my Mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my Mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my Mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story Mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be, in my coat of many colors my Mama made for me. Made just for me.
Dolly Parton there, and coat of many colours. Some of the facts that are probably a little bit lesser known about Dolly Parton, and that was she gave away a huge amount of money in various enterprises, and one of them was during COVID she donated $1 million into the research of the Moderna vaccine, which was a breakthrough drug during COVID. She was born in poverty, and she always described herself as being dirt poor, and was one of 12 children. Her mother actually had 11 pregnancies, because pregnancy number 10 was twins, and she had those pregnancies in 20 years, which made her a mother of 12 children by the age of 36. Dolly never had children for health reasons, and married in 1966, of course, to Carl Dean, who was a man who only saw her perform once during their marriage, and kept a very private profile. He actually died in March last year, aged 82. The interesting fact I saw was that she wrote her first song at the age of 6 and performed regularly on TV by the age of 10, and released her first single when she was 12. She became a professional singer and songwriter when she was 16, and wrote over 3,000 songs, and of course one of them, one of the great songs, I Will Always Love You, that she recorded, and the version by Whitney Houston in the film The Bodyguard is the one that is considered to be the best version. Yeah, another interesting fact was that Elvis Presley was wanting to cover that song. The good old Colonel Parker rang her up and said, Elvis normally wants 50% of the copyright and the royalties when he sings someone else's song. So she refused to agree to him singing, which was quite an amazing thing to happen to Elvis Presley. The other person who I just want to have a quick tribute to is Shelley Fabre, and she was probably a bit of a one-hit wonder with Johnny Angel, which came out in April 1962 and made it to the top of the charts in the USA.
Angel to me, Johnny Angel, how I love him. He's got something that I can't resist, but he doesn't even know that I exist. Johnny Angel, how I want him. Concentrate on Johnny Angel, because I love him, and I pray that someday he'll love me, and together we will see how lovely heaven will be. I'm in heaven, I get carried away, I dream of him and me, and how it's gonna be.
Shelley Fabre there with Johnny Angel, and she passed away on the 22nd of August, aged 82. She's probably more well known as an actress over many decades, and one of her earliest roles and most popular, I think, is the role she had as the daughter in the very successful TV series The Donna Reed Show. She recorded Johnny Angel in 1962 and didn't really have any more hits. Couple of interesting facts about Shelley Fabre. On that Johnny Angel track, Glenn Campbell played guitar as part of the Wrecking Crew, which included Hal Blaine on the drums and Carol Kay on bass. And of course, the Wrecking Crew was that great combination of session musicians that played on hundreds of tracks that were recorded in the 1960s. Shelley Fabre was married to the actor Mike Farrell, and he was probably best well known by playing Captain B.J. Honeycutt in the TV series MASH. They were married in 1984 and were still married when she died, and Mike Farrell is still alive. Not quite sure how old he is at the moment. Like Dolly Parton, Shelley Fabre had no biological children herself, but was the stepmother to two of Mike Farrell's children from a previous marriage. All right, next up, Kerry, if you happen to be well enough to be listening, and if not, I've told you to look up the podcast when you get rid of the bugs. He's got this cold flu that's going around everywhere and is a pretty nasty thing to catch. Kerry's asked for three songs, and two of them I found from my collection at home, and the other one I'm going to cheat and look it up and play it on Spotify. But first up, it's Keith West and a great song of his just called Excerpt, and in brackets, a teenage opera.
Days into years, yes, 82 brings many fears. Yesterday's laughter turned to tears. His arms and legs don't feel so strong. His heart is weak, there's something wrong. Opens windows in despair, tries to breathe in some fresh air. His conscience cries, get on your feet. Without you, Jack, the town can't eat. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. Oh no, no. Grocer Jack, get off your back. Go into town, don't let them down. People that live in the town don't understand. He's never been known to miss his round. It's 10 o'clock, the housewives yell. When Jack turns up, we'll give him hell. Husbands moan at breakfast tables. No milk, no eggs, no marmalade labels. Mothers send the children out to Jack's house to scream and shout. Sunday morning, bright and clear. Lovely flowers decorate a marble square. People cry and walk away, think about the fateful day. Now they wish they'd given Jack more affection and respect. Little children dressed in black don't know what's happened to old Jack.
Grocer Jack, Grocer Jack, is it true what mommy says? You won't come back. Oh no, no. Grocer Jack, Grocer Jack, is it true what mommy says? You won't come back. Oh no, no. Grocer Jack, Grocer Jack, is it true?
Thank you.
Right, there you go, Kerry, and hopefully this one is going to work out. The one of the other songs you asked for was The Big Operator by Zoot Money's The Big Roll Band, and with a bit of luck, Spotify is going to play the game. Oh, I don't think it is. So I'll go to Plan B and then maybe have another go after the Amen Corner. Righto, Kerry, we'll give this one more go, and apologies for the burst of a glad all over in the last song. So it's Zoot Money's A Big Roll Band with The Big Time Operator.
Time, I worked an elevator.
There you go, Kerry, and the third dedication you wanted is a great song from the band. It came from their second album, and the song called King Harvest, and in brackets, of course, has surely come.
Corn in the field, listen to the rice when the wind blows across the water. Harvest is surely come. I work for the union, 'cause she's so good to me, and I'm bound to come out on top. That's where she said I should be. I will hear every word the boss may say, for he's the one who hands me down that day. Looks like this time I'm gonna get to stay. I'm a union man now all the way.
The smell of the leaves from the magnolia trees in the meadow. Harvest is surely come.
A dry summer then come fall, which I depend on most of all. Hey rainmaker, can you hear the call? Please let these crops grow tall. Long enough I've been upon skid row, and it's plain to see I've
moon. Pretty soon, a carnival on the edge of town. King Harvest has surely come.
Last year, this time was no joke. My whole barn went up in smoke. Our horse Jethro, well, he went mad. I can't ever remember things being that bad.
When the wind blows across the water, King Harvest is surely come.
Yeah, Kerry, I hope you enjoyed those songs, and thanks for suggesting them. And you did right. The world, and particularly us, probably need to hear that great music before it fades into obscurity. Right, Di's asked for a dedication, and I've picked out one. Hopefully you enjoy this one, Di. It's Pinkerton's Assorted Colours and Mirror, Mirror.
Thank you.
The Shirelles there with the Jerry Goffin, Carole King song, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station, and you're listening to the 60s and Nostalgia Show. And the time has ticked around very quickly to 24 minutes to 9 o'clock. And next up, we've got the Tremolos with a song written by Cat Stevens, the song Here Comes My Baby. Crystals there from 1963, and then I kissed him, and it was the other way around, wasn't it? Then I kissed him. Bit confusing, but that was a big hit for them. Song, of course, produced by Phil Spector. Later in the 1960s, this one came out for Status Quo, a great song, Pictures of Matchstick Men.
sugar. Oh, honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh, sugar, sugar, of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
The Archies there with Sugar Sugar, and that was on the Billboard charts as the top song of 1969. Right, we'll go back to 1962 and Helen Shapiro.
Funny, but it's true, what loneliness can do. Since I've been away, I have loved you more each day, walking back to happiness. Whoop-a, oh yeah, said goodbye to loneliness. Whoop-a, oh yeah, I never knew I'd miss you, now I know what I must do. Walking back to happiness I shared with you. I'm making up for things I said. Whoop-a, which they led. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. I shouldn't have gone away, so I'm coming back today. You're walking back to happiness I threw away. We'll be right back. past, that's what I owe to you. Walking back to happiness I shared with you.
Helen Shapiro there, walking back to happiness, bringing the time to 8.5 minutes to 9 o'clock here at Arrow FM. And let's see if we can sneak in another two or three songs, starting off with Gene Chandler.
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop the girl. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I Duchess of Earth. We'll walk through my dukedom, and a paradise we will share. Yes,
Norman by Sue Thompson, and before that, Sheila by Tommy Rowe, bringing to a close another edition of the 60s and Nostalgia Show, which was the first broadcast all over the wonderful Wire Rapper on Arrow FM 92.7. Before I disappear out of here, I'll put on some commercial-free Kiwi music, and that'll take you right through until the next scheduled program. Quick look at the weather forecast for the next 3 days here in the Wire app. And tomorrow it's going to be partly cloudy with a chance of a shower until afternoon. Nor'westerlies are dying out for a time in the morning with a minimum of 5 degrees and a maximum of 17. On Sunday, fine westerlies becoming strong for a time in the afternoon with a minimum of 5 degrees and a maximum of 18. And on Monday, a minimum of 4 degrees, a maximum of 15, a few showers more persistent in the afternoon with strong nor'westerlies turning lighter south-westerlies in the afternoon. Looks like the weather overall is going to be reasonable over the weekend. It's good to see the maximum temperatures just continue to sneak up a little bit by a little bit. So it looks like the weather is going to be okay, and it's going to allow you to do all those things that are on the list. For me, I'm off tomorrow up to Inglewood in the Taranaki to catch up with a couple of old flatmates. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. And I must make sure that I've got the old passport ready as I enter into Taranaki, who seem sometimes to think they're a country of their own. Sporting-wise, of course, the big interest over the weekend is going to be the second test down in Cape Town, the All Blacks versus the Springboks after the first test win to the All Blacks. It was a pretty brutal game, so it's going to be interesting to see how this one pans out. And I think, from memory, it's 3 o'clock on Sunday morning that game is on. So an early start for some people. I'm not quite sure what state I'll be in at 3 o'clock on Sunday morning, so I may have to wait a little bit later on to actually watch that test. Over in the States, the final tournament is on, and this is the big one with lots of prize money at stake. And Ryan Fox started off pretty well with his first round shooting, I think from memory, 66, and was tied for third place along with several others as well. But good start for Ryan Fox, and hopefully he can keep up the standard that he has been setting over the last few weeks, and gets a nibble at some of the big money that's floating around. From what I can remember, the prize money goes all the way down to the last place, which is number 30, and that purse four being 30th is somewhere around about $500,000 or $600,000. So good coin to be made from that championship ending tournament over in the States. Another round of Super Rugby and also Heartland Rugby as well, and Wairarapa Bush are hosting Horowhenua, and that's going to be a game that is going to be very important for the local team to win. Right, time to disappear out of here. You're tuned to Arrow FM, your local community access radio station that broadcasts all over the wonderful Wairarapa on Arrow FM 92.7 and elsewhere via our website, arrowfm.co.nz. The time is now being on 3 minutes after 9 o'clock, so it's time for some commercial-free Kiwi music.